This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody to the Tefillah Shir, Parshas Boy. We want to thank our good friends, Rabbi Tzala Rose from Los Angeles, who dedicate the Friday Tefillah Shir, L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Tzala's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nesham Shem Raliyah, be a male tzioysher for his whole family. Abi Askoel Tzedek. Okay. I would like to just spend 1 week on the first Halleluka, learning Rav Miller's approach to the first Halleluka. We learned from Rav Schwab, again, the five Hallelukas corresponding to the five eras of the Achras Hayamim, the time before the coming of Mashiach, which is our time, and this parak is basically telling us that don't hope and trust in the false Mashiachs, al tivtachu v'nedivim, be it Christianity, Islam, all the religions of the world, all the false messiahs, never trust in man, but you rather yearn for the salvation that will come only from Hashem, and that will be in the future, yimloich Hashem le'olam le'kayach tzion. And we also learned a very important diuk, that Ashrei is vivarech kol basar, is the gratitude of flesh and blood. But the first Halleluka is Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem, the praise of God, the soul's praise of God. So I want to share with you a few ideas from Rav Miller. Some of these ideas I was zoicha to hear from him. It comes from his sefer, which interestingly is called Halleli Nafshi. Rav Miller's sefer on tefillah is called Praise My Soul. So just think about it. That means of all the words of davening that Rav Miller could have used to capture what tefillah is about, he chose the words Halleli Nafshi. Now what does it mean Halleli Nafshi? What is Nafshi? My soul? He doesn't say Nishmasi, it says Halleli Nafshi. Nafshi refers to a person's Koyach HaBechira, the genuine desire of the soul. Why do we go to shul and praise Hashem? Do we go because otherwise, well, if I'm going to stay home, my wife's going to think I'm a Gentile. Or if I don't go to shul, my neighbor is going to think I'm a Oisvarf. Or if I don't daven, then I'm not going to get... We have many, many reasons why we may daven. But David HaMelech is urging himself. Halleli Nafshi. We should praise Hashem out of a deep yearning, out of one's free choice. We shouldn't daven because my father davened, my grandfather davened. No, these are not good enough reasons. It has to be nafshi. It has to be that's the inner urge of the neshama. And where does that come from? The recognition intellectually that the soul needs to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it needs to come from the emotion of gratitude. So Halleli Nafshi, we're saying to ourselves, my free choice should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just erased that. Okay. When he says, praise Hashem, what does it mean, praise Hashem? Halleli Nafshi. What's Halleli Nafshi? What's Halleli Nafshi? Praise. Halleli means to be excited. Meaning, one soul should be excited only over Hashem. One's happiness should be only over Hashem. One's reliance should be only over Hashem. Don't get excited because this person's on your side, that person's on your side, this one's your helper, that one's your helper. Ultimately, one has to recognize that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, of course, one should be rejoiced over all success and wealth and happiness, but one has to always trace it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in Baba Kama. The wine belongs to its owner, but we thank the one who pours it. Meaning like this. Let's say a wealthy person has a $5,000 bottle of wine, and he's sitting down the table from you. So he asks the maidservant to pour you a cup. So who does the real gratitude go to? The maidservant who's pouring it to you? Or the benefactor? Of course it goes to the Oishar. However, we say thanks to the poorer as well. It's the same thing with all benefits in this world. All benefit that a person receives, the gratitude has to be from to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get a gift from your parents. You get help from a friend. Somebody supports you. Somebody gives you chizuk. Then of course, we're very grateful. But the true gratitude goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also give gratitude to the one who poured it to us. Okay. Now we say, Ahalala Hashem b'chayai. What do you mean, Ahalala? We once had this before. I mean, this is a personal question, but are you a woman? Why are you saying Ahalala? Women should say Ahalala. Men should say Ahalal. I know you probably never said this parak in your whole life, so you're never bothered by it. But if you ever actually said the first Halleluka, you might be bothered. Why do we say in Lashon Nekeva, Ahalala? We had this question, Ashira Lashem B'chayai. What do you mean Ashira? Only women say it? What are these expressions? Ahalala, Ashira. The answer is, the hey at the end is not feminine. It's a urging. Ahalala, I urge myself. David HaMelech is speaking to himself. He's saying, Ahalala Hashem, I will sing to Hashem in my lifetime. This is the purpose why I'm created. There's no greater benefit in life, no greater success than using your life to praise Hashem. And he says, Ahalala Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Hashem who deals with me, B'Hashgacha Pratis. Now what does David HaMelech mean? Ahalala Hashem B'Chayai, Azamra L'Lekai B'Oidi. I sing to Hashem, I am excited over Hashem in my life. Azamra L'Lekai, I make music to Hashem B'Oidi while I still exist. So here we have a guy, he's 104 years old. He spent his whole life thanking Hashem, praising Hashem, recognizing Hashem's benefits. So he might say, okay, I'm already 100 years old. So I could relax now. I don't have to spend so much energy and focus thanking Hashem. No! Ahal Hashem b'chayah. Yeah, I did it my whole life. But I'm still alive. Ashir azamra l'kai b'oidi. If I still exist, I have to continue. And therefore, the old and weak man should not use the excuse of his infirmity, but should summon his energies to come forth by means of every available stimulus. Now, al tivtachu v'nedivim. Now we're going to talk about why we have to praise only Hashem. Why do I have to praise only Hashem? Maybe I should praise also wealthy people, people of means, people of ability. The answer is, even people with good intentions, they're so weak, they're not of substance. Only God possesses power. Only His kindliness is enduring. So first of all, don't even trust generous men who want to do good. Because today he might volunteer, tomorrow he might refuse, you can't rely on him. And second of all, even if his generosity will endure, but he's not reliable. Beven Adam She'ein Lois Yeshua. Rav Miller says She'ein Lois Yeshua has three meanings. Number one, Ein Lois Yeshua, your benefactor can't even help himself. Number two, he can't give real help. And number three, any help he does give is from Hashem. So we say as follows, She'ein Lois Yeshua, he can't even help himself. She'ein lo yeshua, he can't even give help. She'ein lo yeshua, the help doesn't belong to him. Ashrei shekel Yaakov v'Ezrai. But now we talk about the weakness of man. Now let's talk about the merit of trust in the power of Hashem. Now, why when we talk about placing our trust in God do we say, Ashrei shekel Yaakov v'Ezrai. Fortunate is the one who the God of Jacob is for himself. He says as follows. He says, you know why one is fortunate if they put their faith in God? Because God is Kel Yaakov. God has a long track record. We know from our national experience, many, many generations of our ancestors trusted in Him. And we refer to God, Shekel Yaakov, His power. And we refer to Yaakov, I would say, because Yaakov is the one who, time and again, he placed his faith in God and God bailed him out of difficult situations. Now, just want to point out a differing approach between Reb Schwab and Reb Miller. Reb Schwab says the reason why this Halleluka now goes on to speak at length about Oisei Shamayim Va'aretz, Esayam Eskosha, Oisei Shamayim Va'aretz, Hashem Ramesu Elam, Oisei Mishpat La'ashukim, Noisei Nechem La'arevim. Reb Schwab says this is going on the new world order that will come and when Mashiach comes. Rav Miller says, no, this is a continuation and explaining why only someone who trusts in God will be happy. Because we're explaining, you know why you could be happy when you trust only in Hashem? Because we're going to speak now about Hashem's kindliness. Because when you trust in God, you're trusting in the source of all kindliness. How is that? Think about it. Hashem made heaven and earth. Look at the colossal creation Hashem made to supply man with his needs. Heaven refers to all the luminaries. God made the sun. The sun gives us light. It gives us energy. It produces food. Without the sun, we would have nothing to eat. Without the heavens that have clouds and rain, we would have nothing to eat. We have no water to drink. So God created the heavens, which is a great repository and reservoir of kindliness. Va'aretz, He created the earth. The earth is also the source of all man's clothing, shelter, food. He created the seas, the oceans. That's where the rain comes from. That's where some of our food comes from. All of these billions of details encompassed in the heaven, the earth, the sea, shows us why someone who trusts in God is so fortunate, because God created such incredible entities just for our kindness. Now this I heard from Rav Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And I remember him gesticulating the meaning. We say, Oise Shamayim Va'aretz, He made heaven and earth, Es hayom ve'es kashvam, the sea and everything in it, hashoimer emes yoylam, He guards truth forever. What does that got to do with anything? What does the fact that God guards truth forever have to do with the creation of heaven and earth? The answer is, do you think God said, okay, let there be heaven, let there be earth, and now I'm going to take a little vacation and lay back when everything's already been created and I could just sit back and watch? No. God said, Yehi, there should be heaven. God said, Yehi Aretz, there should be earth. And those words continue to empower the heaven to remain and the earth to remain. But if God would ever retract His word, then everything would cease to exist. There is an active koyach of the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow the heaven and the earth to remain. That means every second God is upholding and bolstering His word. You know why? Because if He said it, then He's going to abide by it. And He's never going to retract. Oise Shamayim Va'aretz. Yeah, He makes it currently. Why does He currently make it? Hashoimer Emes Li'olam. He said it, and He will allow that word to continue to uphold it forever and ever. Not only did He bring into being this great and wondrous kindness, but He also continues to do so at all times forever, because every second of the continued existence of the universe is dependent only on God's will. Without His continued will, nothing can maintain its existence. It is due to His steadfastness and His kindliness. God does not retract His word. La'olam Hashem devarcha nitzav bashamayim, we say. Forever, God, Your words, it will stand in heaven. That means when God said Yehi, which Yehi means that God's word, that there should be heaven and earth, that word upholds the heaven forever. And therefore, you should be very fortunate if you trust only in God. Because while others are weak, are not helpful, they are not really able to help. They are not able to help themselves even, and even the help they give comes from Hashem. But when a person trusts in God, they are trusting in the eternal source of all kindliness. Now, Noisein Lechem L'Arevim, he gives bread to the hungry. Oh good, I don't have to say that part, because I'm never hungry. So maybe I could skip that pasuk. So this has a few meanings. Number one, those who are hungry should trust in Hashem to get their bread. But what about us? We're not hungry. Our fridge is full. Our pantries are full. We're satiated. No, we need to know that if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be hungry. Okay, friends, we're going to stop for a moment. Did you ever in your whole life stop and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if not for you, I would be hungry, I would be starving. It was worthwhile to come down to this world just to, for our the following moment of silence. We're now going to pause and think to ourselves, Ribbono Shel Olam, if not for you, I would be starving. The reason why we're satiated is only from Hashem. Noisein, He gives. You know what that means, He gives? Gratis. Question, you ate cereal this morning? Did you then open up your wallet and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you take American Express? Did you ever pay God for any of the food that He gave you? No. Well, what's the word I'm looking for? We just take.
What a concept.
No, this is a very simple word, but it's not coming to me. Someone who just takes, and doesn't show appreciation. What an ingrate, right? How ungrateful. He just...
Gratitude.
What?
Gratitude.
Yeah, he gives us. And we don't have to give anything. It's just a gift. Next. Hashem Mater Asurim. Now when the... Baruch Hashem, I'm not in Asur, I'm not in prison. So maybe I don't have to say that. So the first thing is, if you could get out of bed in the morning, you have to know that God untied you from the chains, from the shackles of sleep. Sleep is like death. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be like a stone, not able to move, not able even to raise an eyelid. Did that ever happen to you? One time, I remember, like 8 years ago, it was a Shabbos. I don't know, I must have had some kind of virus. I was sitting at the Shabbos table. I couldn't move. I did not have the koyach to move. I was so spent. It was some kind of 24-hour thing. I just, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could not open your eyelid. You cannot move an eyelid. Now, obviously, if someone is let out of prison, you have to be aware. I was let out of prison because I had connections to Trump. Trump let him out of jail on Zois Chanukah. It was Trump. It was Republicans. It was, no. Nobody frees anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So good, maybe I should skip that part. No, anyone who's not in jail should think, the only reason that I'm not sitting in some dark dungeon, rotting away in some jail, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on me and is protecting me from corrupt government. Hashem poikeach ivrim. What do you mean? Hashem opens the eyes. Baruch Hashem was born with sight. So it should say Hashem pakach ivrim. Why constantly? The answer is sight is a constant gift. It's a gift given every moment. Let's think for a moment. If someone was blind, he would be happy even once in his life to see his wife, to see his child, to see his grandchild, to see his food, to see a tree. If somebody, Chazron, was blind, he would be very grateful to see even one time. He would be even more grateful to see even once a day. But sight is a constant gift. And part of the gift of Poikeach Ivrim, like we learned last week, is Hashem gives a person seichel, understanding, with awareness. Next, Yasoim ve'almona yo'idet. He encourages the orphaned and the widow. Say, but thank God, not an orphan, I'm not a widow. But David HaMelech says, Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'ashem yasveni. My father and my mother forsook me and God gathered me in. Which means that even if someone has wealthy and loving parents, they are helpless and of no help without Hashem's gezerah that they should help their child. And therefore, fundamentally, everyone should think of themselves as a yasoim ve'almana, without the help of Hashem. Hashem is avi yasoimim v'dayan almanos. And on the same token, one who is a yasoim ve'almana should realize that they are under the protection that everyone else is under the protection of. They are also, they have the same father that everyone has the father of. In other words, never take for granted that when a person is helped by their parents, yes, we give gratitude to our parents, but the ultimate gratitude is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is instilling and inspiring the parent to shower kindliness on us. V'derech Rasham Ya'aves. God makes crooked the path of the wicked. The wicked trust in their own power. They don't seek to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore, their path will be a path of ruination. Yimloi Hashem lo'olam. This is the culmination of, we said, Ashrei shekel Yaakov ve'ezroi, that one who trusts in God will be fortunate. You know why you'll be fortunate if you trust in God? Because how could you trust in something? How could your trust in something be justified unless you trust in something that's forever? Because if you trust in something that's temporal, that's an empty trust. How could you trust in something that's here today, gone tomorrow? Oh, I trust that my friend will help me, my parents will help me, but nobody's around forever. So is that a justified trust? One has to trust, one can only trust in something that's forever. And that's why in this parak of Ashrei, Shekel, Yaakov, Be'ezrei, fortunate someone who trusts in the in God. Why? Because he's Yimlech Hashem Li'olam. Can't trust in a regular king. That trust is forfeited by death. This is also a tefillah that we pray that God should reign forever. So you'll ask, why do we need a tefillah? God could take care of himself. The answer is, we're not praying that God should reign forever. We're davening God should be recognized as king forever and ever. We're davening that all people should be forever mindful of Hashem and give up their trust in that which they put their faith in and realize the only thing we could trust in is Elokeich. Not just trust in God, but your God, the God of Klal Yisrael, which is one of the most important teachings of the Torah, that Hashem is not just the Ribbono Shel Olam, but He is your God who has a special connection with Klal Yisrael. So according to Rav Miller, this is the perek about the faith we need to have in God and why the faith in man is empty. Man cannot even help himself, but God is the source of so much kindliness. Shamayim, Aretz, constantly bestowing benefit. Poikeach Ivrim actively. Actively giving us food. Noisein lechem larevim. Actively freeing us from our shackle. And the reason we could trust in Hashem is Yimloich Hashem li'olam, because God will reign forever and ever, and there will be nothing can ever happen to Hashem that will mitigate our trust in Him. Thank you everyone for joining. Have a beautiful Shabbos and bracha v'atzlacha. Good Shabbos. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.